The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise this end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus. For every time I'm going to teach in this series, we're going to start with a song. Is that okay now? All right. I want Pastor Palomi to come lead us in that song, Ancient World. Ancient World, Ever True. You sing it understanding what you're saying. You get what I'm saying? Understand the meaning. Let me say this to you. There is no move of the Spirit that does not come with his own song. Anytime an agenda is going to be birthed, it is carried on the wings of a song. You will understand that. Do you get what I'm saying? I want us to be very connected. A lot is going to happen in this course of this series. But let's start. Is that okay now?
Long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's on earth. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life.
Everybody, we ask that the flavor of the anointing that was made available in the days when men walked this earth in unusual dimension of grace with you, as a generation we've come to recognize the labors of heroes past, who come to recognize wells made available for us to drink water from, that revival may flow in our land again. We ask in the course of this, through these teachings, let there be angelic release. Let everything called death on the altar receive life. We give you praise. Saturate your body, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Give the Lord a big hand. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. So much grace, woman of God who sang, who led us that worship. So much presence. How many of you can attest to that? So much weight upon your life. Just keep singing, keep ministering. Is that okay now? God bless you. Please. Thank you, Jesus. Let me quickly say this. I think about a month ago or so, I was invited to come minister in a meeting. And by the time I was done, the things we discussed, I think Nakali, where is he? Yeah, you followed me for that meeting. Yeah, close to UI. The things shared was a targeted medicine for the body of Christ. And by the time the meeting was over, I asked the media team to get the message, only for us to discover that it was empty. I want to say this and I want to put it on record. Stop bringing people for meetings when you know you can't preserve the agenda they represent. Do you get what I'm saying? Some of you are looking at me strangely now. I'm looking at those of you who have meetings. Can be careless with anything, not divine things. It doesn't matter the crowd in the meeting. If the effect of that meeting will not go beyond the immediate crowd, I will not attend. I hope I've been able to pass a very important message. All right. Father, we give you praise one more time. We ask that you speak to us, that you help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. What's the title of this teaching? Talk to me. You don't know it? What God once did in our land, understanding our revival heritage and redigging the wells of revival again. Alright, so if I have my way, actually this would have been a retreat, you know, for us to sit down and be able to dive into these things. How many of you bet that with me? This would have been a retreat, but let's start and we'll see where God will lead us. Is that okay now? Father, we bless you. We ask for understanding for everyone that is joining us in the name of Jesus. For revelation knowledge in the name of Jesus. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 22, verse 28. Proverbs 22, verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Proverbs 22, verse 28. Are you there now? Modern English version says, do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Young Literal Translation says, remove not the border of olden times that our fathers have set. American Standard says, remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Let's combine that scripture with another scripture that is very interesting. Jude. That's just one chapter. Jude, if you are there, say amen. I start the reading from verse 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and to exhort you and unto the saints that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Say it loud and clear, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. We should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Alright? So we have two responsibilities according to this scripture. The first responsibility is that be a burden taker. Because what you are to contend for, you can't contend for it if you don't receive it. Look up. Don't write. Don't write. Hold on. Wait. If you write, you will not listen more than once. So hold on. Don't write. Just listen. Everything I'm going to say, you will not understand till I'm rounding up. So hold on. Are you following what I'm saying? I said you have two responsibilities. The first responsibility is there is a faith. There's something called faith that has been delivered unto saint, the saint. Right? So you can't contend for it, because to contend for it means you have to make sure that while you are receiving it, the same integrity with which you received it, when it is time to pass it, let it be more. Just hold on. So, there are people in every generation that the reason why they are the way they are is that they have received something. And usually, when this thing touch your hand, it will recondition you. Because when it touched the hand of Saul, scripture said he became another man. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, the difference between an ordinary Christian and a Christian contending for the faith is what they have received. That is, your life can be a total product of your decision to the degree that there's nothing entrusted to your hands. The moment this baton is handed over to you, that thing becomes your entire purpose, giving it back to the next generation. Whatever it is, it was you wanted to do. From the day you carry it, it dies. That's why Elijah could be so courageous to remove a mantle around his neck and hand it over to a man and walk away. Because from the moment that comes, it doesn't matter what the agendas are. They are dead. So, in every generation, people have been running the race and passing the mantle. If your posture was sitting when the mantle came, from that day you no longer know rest. Because what you have received, first, know this, it changes those who received it. In the sense that, you can be very normal. Singing as a music minister. until there is an agenda added to being a music minister. That is, there are music ministers who are worshippers, but there are those with agendas. The agenda is the baton. You can be in a meeting where people are singing and dancing unto God, and you are a worshipper, but because your duty has gone beyond just making melodies, you have to give something out the way you receive it out to another generation. You can be there and be crying. Nothing is wrong with you. It is the type of mantle you have received that has changed your person. So, when this thing comes on you, you must become another man. Are you following what I'm saying? Like I said to you, I'm not going to hold back. Though I don't know how true that is, but well, in a sense, really, I'm going to be very, is that okay now? Because the reason is because the body is ripe. It will take somebody dying in a dead state not to know that there's something going on in the body now. To take distraction that is inherited. Let me go again. Please, the five of you in front, come. Okay, okay. Bring three chairs. Okay, one here. Thank you. Just hold on a minute. Another chair here. Another chair here. All right, you sit down. No, you stand. Pioneer generations don't sit. You sit down. You stand. You sit down. The last ones, usually they made them in sitting posture. I want to show you what the move of God looks like. Like I said, don't write so you can get understanding. I'm not here to read the book of Joel, chapter number 2. Behold, an army shall come, so and so on, right? Good. There are different categories of soldiers across generations. There are people, individuals, that in their own generation, they are saddled with the responsibility of breaking dimensions that the generation have not been exposed to. They are usually frontliners. Is that okay now? We can talk about different men who are frontliners. Please look up. Look up. Look up. If you look at the book of Malachi, Malachi ended with something very serious. Alright? Before the coming of the great day of the Lord, I will send again Elijah the prophet, and he will, alright, unite the heart of the children back to the fathers and of the fathers back to the children, lest I smite the head with a curse. And after those declarations has been made, we had 400 years silence. In that 400 years of silence, suddenly somebody came and emerged. These are frontliners. They emerged in an aspect that nobody has risen from. He rose, and the Bible said he was a burning and a shining light. Is that okay now? And it will come in the spirit of Elijah. So this man, from that thing that came upon him from the womb. Is that okay now? All right. It rested upon his life. The nature of the man too rearranged his person. It is an elementary level if you are still doing things for acceptance. When you catch the real man too, it will change you. So this is usually like a pioneer generation. The posture this man was taking was sleeping. But the moment this man too, can I get something? Let me get something. Okay. Thank you. The moment this man too comes from this man to this man's hand, something will happen. Number one, The moment it rests upon him, heaven and hell face their attention on him. Hell for destruction. Not minding whether he knows the importance, the power of what he has received or not. That man must go down. Heaven to make sure that there is supply of grace. That he needs to take the posture that will hate the preservation of this. First, God is concerned about man and about what he has received. This man must be preserved. If this man is destroyed, there is a provision in God that will make sure that somebody else will rise in his shadows, that will make sure he's passed. But the contamination of this man will affect the integrity of what he's carrying. It may take another 100 years for repair to happen, that the generation will now receive the originality of what he received again. Are you seeing that now? Hold on a minute. So when this man received this mantle, there is a shift in the spirit realm that he has to be aware of. There is no innocence. The moment it comes upon you, attention is drawn on your life, both from hell and from heaven. But also attention is drawn from men, your brothers, who have gone ahead of you. That's why you cannot walk in isolation. Who have gone ahead of you. But there are also people that the nature of what you have received is to set them free. The earnest expectation of those individuals will now wait for the manifestation of this guy. This thing, when it comes, it doesn't matter who he is. You can't keep fire in your bosom and sit down. The posture is going to change. Are you following what I'm saying here? What I'm saying is, if you are conveniently seated, woe to them who are at ease in Zion. You have not received what gives men the posture. You cannot have it. And I'm saying it again. There is something flowing from the fathers that made them what they are. It can't come upon you and you are useless. No, it doesn't happen. So when this guy, innocent young guy just on campus, praying, Lord, this, I want to see your glory. And God looked at him and said, this person here, arise, anoint him, and something is placed upon his life. You will notice that he will begin to make decisions that those who are his age mate will not understand. Because something has come that, and that's why it is called an encounter. An encounter is something that you were going in the direction you met and it counteracts your direction again. If it doesn't change where you were going, it's not an encounter. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that is one thing that needs to be restored to our generation. Real encounters. There are people who had desires, ambition, laid out plan. If truly you met what changes men, it will change you. The direction will change everything. Your orientation will change. So the moment this comes upon this man, his assignment, number one, the first assignment is to be at an angle of inclination, of trust, where God can, because listen to me, what is going to come? 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1 says that seeing therefore that we have this ministry, having received mercy, we what? We faint not. Alright? If Ephesians 4 verse 1 says, let us therefore come, well, I as a prisoner of the Lord beseech you therefore that ye walk worthy of the vocation where you have received. That is, there is a part of this that is grace, but there's another part that is a kingdom trust. That is, though it is grace, God will not give to a man who will crash. Are you following what I'm saying here? The idea of sitting down and misbehave and say, after all, a prophecy has gone ahead of me, is not to understand. There is a way you will be young, but you have weakened your life in such a way that with all supplies that will be given to you, it may take 20 years to repair the damage you have given to yourself. What will God do? There is an agenda at stake. Understand that time in the kingdom is not just passage of moment. Time in the kingdom is loaded with men. There are individuals that must rise with that time. If this guy decides not to cooperate, the agenda will stand. God will move to other men. When this comes, it changes those who receive it. First, can God trust you enough that in your generation you'll be the one to carry this and then give to the next person? It doesn't matter what his posture is, but it doesn't matter what his posture is. When he comes, the next thing to do is to begin to run with it also. Are you seeing that now? And you know, this is a kind of race that once you are running with it, the first thing that happens is intimidation. What do you think you have? Who do you think you are? Who told you that thing is genuine? Who told you that's what God wants you to do for? With all your intelligence, are you saying you are going to quit what you are doing? Are you saying this is it? But there is something about this man now. The Lord is his portion. Others may do any other thing. As far as this has come, the Lord is his portion. Are you following what I'm saying here? So he receives it and then passes it on to the next generation. Alright? Earnestly contend. That is, the moment this comes, the moment what is being passed from fathers, from generations, comes upon you, there are contentions that will directly and necessarily come against your life. Not because of who you are, but because you are carrying a treasure in earthen vessels. Are you following what I'm saying here? And then it goes on and goes on. But you see, what I want to start with you to show you, there are many things to learn across. Now, everything here is symbolic. But what I want to show you is how that every other person on this path received it, feared the man who paid the price to carry it without anybody giving him. That's why we honor fathers. Are you following what I'm saying here? You can look at this guy and he will tell you that at some point in his life, and through an impartation, an encounter with something immaterial or hand of this man, something came upon him, and this one talk about, you will always see that anybody who walk in dishonor towards what is flowing in this lineage, as far as this mantle is concerned, will not be a part of it. But there is always a record of somebody who did this, who met me and passed this and passed that and passed that. Be afraid of the man that scripture said his name by saying, and Elijah the Tishbite rose. Ow! John the Baptist, 400 years, no prophet. The voice of God was cast. Who ordained you? Who confirmed it? Are you following what I'm saying here? Who confirmed it? Who was the encouragement there for you in the days you were paying the price? Men who rose in hours of darkness. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness people. But there are men that in the midst of that darkness, they still rise. And the rising of all that generation is because they rose. Ah, okay. It's like you are getting to understand a little. All right. Help me, Lord. You know, I'm not about to teach this series from the perspective of the mistakes the fathers made, or from the perspectives of what they don't understand, what they didn't get, like many people want to do. What you fail to understand is that every life you see here is a sacrifice. You know what it means to lead a person is to say, I give you access to both my success and my failure. Both must empower you to make you better. You will be the one that have the privilege to see the areas I fail, and the areas I succeed will strengthen you more. Learn from my failures so you don't fail like that. That's what the fathers are. We have their stories to learn for examples. That these guys, okay, somebody did this, didn't do well here. When you read those stories and you see the things they didn't do well, it doesn't make you gloat in pride. Because you may live your life at 70, you have not done what they've done at 35. Because sometimes you think that you know more automatically mean that you do more. No, sir. There is something called sacred trust. You must understand that. It doesn't matter how much you fast and pray. If God doesn't trust you, he doesn't trust you. Fasting and prayer cannot win the trust of God. Is that okay now? It will deaden your flesh. It ought to do some certain things. But there are things that God, when God wants to lift men, he lifts them by heart first. Are you following what I'm saying here? He lifts men by what? Heart first. He told Samuel, he said, don't look on the stature or the height or his countenance. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man look at the outward appearance, but the Lord look at where? The heart. Are you following what I'm saying now? So there is something God saw in everyone. There's no one that God lived that they lived by mistake. There is something God saw in their heart, regardless of what you think they are not doing right, that made him trust them that much. Before you complain, first, as he trusted you. Because those he has trusted will not be there judging. They are there learning. Are you following what I'm saying here? As he trusted you with the kind, with the order. okay. But hope you know that the longer this generation gets, the better the chance for those who will later come. True or not true? Because this person didn't have anyone behind him to model him in this area. He will do his best, but it does not change the fact that in the area of the things he doesn't know well, he may fail. This one will learn from that, becomes better, right? This one learn from that, become also better. This one learns from that, becomes better. If this generation who should be projected and receive the effect of the wisdom flowing from that place now get here and say we are better because we know more scriptures, they will no longer be qualified for the mantle. Let me tell you what happens. That is why across generations, the mantle is not just given from one man to one man. Sometimes God doesn't find a man to give. What did God tell Moses? Of the spirit that is upon you, share it upon the 70 elders of Israel. If one man carry this, he will become useless. He will destroy the world. I mean, as much as they were saying Moses, they were insulting, the Bible still bear record of him that he was the meekest on the face of the earth. God said Moses was the meekest on the face of the earth. Yet he made a mistake. God called him. Said, tell Aaron and the priest, let him go strip Aaron of his priestly garment. Let him climb the mountain and I will take his spirit from him. Israelites who were having worst misbehavior stood, and Moses led Aaron to the mountain, removed his priestly garment, and the man fell and died. And God told Moses, you come, look around. I'll make you see the land they are getting to. You'll not get there. And Moses gave a farewell speech and began to climb the mountain, never to return. And the people with worse misbehavior were preserved. Does that communicate anything serious? No, hold on. Does it communicate anything serious? No, you don't understand. Sometimes what you call a crash is not a crash as you think it. It is that at this level, this is not expected. You are doing worst, there is preservation. That's not mercy. That's the state of being a baby. I mean, you have been living your life recklessly in sin and all those things, doing all funny stuff. And then you see somebody come to your room, your roommate enter the room and broke down in tears, crying and say, what did you do? What happened? Say, I lied today. You lied today. And you look at yourself. All the terrible things you are, yet the anointing is still flowing. Do you say you are more graced? Okay. I want to show you some very serious stuff. Please sit down for a minute. Thank you. I want to show you some. I want us to have a conversation. Alright, so I want to show you some stuff. God doesn't visit a generation in vain. Write it down. God doesn't visit a generation in vain. Whatever it is God does, it is eternal in his perspective. God does things from the perspective of eternity. Are you following what I'm saying now? So in God finding Abraham, in his perspective, he was also finding us, the world. Are you seeing that now? Everything God does, they are eternal in nature. He does them from that eternal perspective. Follow me. Look up. So when God finds a man and prices are paid, somebody say prices, yes, the ultimate price has been paid by Christ, and what that does is that it redeems us. Is that okay now? But there are prices that are required to carry the effect of what Christ has done to your own generation. Is that okay now? And such price, consecration, fasting, prayer, sacrifice, as the case may be. But the sum total of those prices is death to self. Is that okay now? And God finds a man and that he could trust with dimensions, and the man grew in that dimension. Is that okay now? When it is time for the man to leave the earth, the hope of God is that everything this man has been able to enter into while he is here should become a possibility that is available in this realm. That is, there is no need for someone to start from the scratch. They can start from where he stopped. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Hello? Is that simple enough? Yes. That is, the moment somebody has been able to pay the price and enter into deep dimensions with God, possibilities. All these things I'm saying are sweet in terms of saying dimensions and possibility. Let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. Look at people like Oral Robot. Alright, look at men like Oral Robot. He has something so much in common with Archbishop Benson Idahosa and all those. These are men who understood that prosperity belongs to the church at the time that the church herself believes she should be poor. For daring to champion that revelation knowledge to a generation that believes something against it, but yet are in the same Christ. Let me explain again. When God finds a man to dig wells in an area where there's been long dryness, the people that will fight him are those that the waters are meant for. And they will fight him thinking that it is not in the curriculum of God for their lives to drink of that water. That is, amen. Look up. It is not unlikely for you to find a Muslim get angry with Bishop David Oyedepo for dangerously believing in church growth the way he does. What you will find is a Christian. But there are Christians that left the school early. That wisdom has not been incorporated into their system. They will fight those hosting it, thinking they are doing it for God. And that's why the most difficult work now is how to help your brethren whose sole desire is to get rid of you, thinking you are against the kingdom. And don't sit down here thinking that you are different. The body of Christ fights everything new to her. And the energy to fight it is not from God. It's from the enemy of the church. So you see that in the days of men like Archbishop Benson Idahosa, when these men dare to talk about the authority of God, his power to bless, how that the church should not be poor, the most serious people were against that dimension was also the church. For daring to shoulder a dimension, the devil will instigate the church to fight you. Why? When you are seated in Christ, far above all principalities, the only one that can really hurt you is the one who is also seated there. And that's why you will discover that in the scheme of operation of the devil, he wants it so that the one who will betray Jesus is one who is closest to him. So he will not die on the cross, but die of offense. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is not going to be unlikely that as you check church growth history, check history of the move of God in the body of Christ, the generation that the message came for died not receiving it. But the message was left for a witness. Another generation will now begin to rise with questions. And God will now begin to point them. In so and so generation, a man dug this well. If this one must be filled, start from where it stopped. Why do you think our generation spent time eulogizing those who have left and criticizing those who are still around? It is not a unique weakness to our generation. It is something very general. The moment they are gone, they will also enter the hall of fame of celebration. I will now begin to celebrate them. Why? In a man's lifetime, the devil fights everything he represents. And that's why you see that when men like A. Allen even died, scandal rose in their death more than when they were alive. Because what you have come, how dare you believe and try to teach them these things? I have said they will not be free in this area. You came to teach them. I will make them never to believe it. And the only way forward is that your brother you've come to help must hate you. May it interest you that there are types of assignments in the kingdom that the kinds of men that will champion that kind of assignment will die without the world believing they are true. When we get to heaven, it is a place of reunion. There are people you will meet and say, so we're brothers. How come we never received what you brought? We were so protected that we didn't know. It's okay. But you must understand, the agenda of the kingdom is bigger than your mentality. Sometimes, whether you believe it or not, what you should go after is not whether it looks well with you or not. Is it scriptural? Because when you get to a point where what you believe forms the scope for what goes on to another generation, you have become a Pharisee. How do I explain this? That's why I said you should not write. Amen. Look up. Look up. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the body of Christ has explored all that is in the reality of us being in Christ? Are you aware that the things you freely say and freely teach today, some people died for daring to champion it? Talk to me now. Hold on a minute. That you can just say that the just shall live by faith, this is who we are. Are you aware that some men, for the testimony of these things, they paid with their lives? Some paid with not just their lives, but the lives of their families, their loved ones. Read the story of men like John Huss, men like Martin Luther. Look at how these men were killed for standing on one testimony. And they prefer to die, because in death, that thing will still pass. If they deny it, it stops there. You are the one who wants to be a celebrated man of God. There are dimensions that will not let you be celebrated. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying? A young man can go on social media now and talk about, I believe in prosperity, this. In the days of Archbishop Benson Daosa, when he died, it was mixed feelings in the country. There are those who believe this occulty man had died. There are those who were weeping that this man of God, in the days of Archbishop Benson Daosa, Benin was the tourist center of Nigeria. Men all over the world, Benin was a mentee under Daosa. Most of those who are functionaries and champions of the move of God now were men that were raised under the wings of that great eagle. But how did the eagle go? Most of them left uncelebrated. The Bible said these men are men of whom the world is not worthy of. And they roamed about in sheepskins, in deserts. Many of you are seated as the ones who have registered for who is authentic and what is not authentic. How much have you known yet? Okay. Are you following what I'm saying? I will have to mention names of some people in the course of this teaching. This is just me introducing. I've not started. All right. I'll just have to introduce you and mention names and say a few things. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me show you a scripture. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews 11. Let's start reading from verse 1. So if 1 and 2, then we jump. Is that okay now? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. You know what it means to obtain a good report by faith? That is, nothing in your lifetime looks good, but you believe in your heart you've done well. By faith, the elders, you know, there are those who are called elders. Talk to me now. There are those who are called elders. Obtained a good report. And let me say this to you. This culture of what I carry, this dimension, forget about what they are calling elders and fathers. Before Koinonia started in Abuja, I'm saying because this is something popular online, Apostle Joshua Selman went to a church pastored by a woman, Pastor Sarah Omaku, right? And went on his two knees. I recognized that before we entered this city, I'm an apostle celebrated in Zaria, consequentially all over Nigeria. But there are people with keys to enter this city. We recognize it. And if I can honor that dimension, the same door will open. Now hear me. You may now see such person come to that place and gather more crowd than those who opened the door. But understand, if they don't open that door, it won't be opened. Are you following what I'm saying? I was praying, seeking the face of God, crying to God for something. God, this. Every one day, God allowed me to see what I was crying for. And God spoke to me and said, what you are asking for, my servant, so and so person is carrying it in your generation. Give yourself to his messages. All right? The day I saw him face to face, I went on my two knees. There's a way you kneel down, there's a way you drop down. I said, sir, as I'm talking to you now, I will get home, I don't even know. I've emptied up my account. Bless me. To say I'm Femi Lazarus also, what does he think he knows? Okay. You better understand that the struggles you are struggling digging your well, there are wells already available by the fathers. Just clear the grass on their surface, there's still water. Are you following what I'm saying? This, I'm telling you. There's water. This generation, what we are seeing now, is it normal? Talk to me. How can you sit down as a young man and say that what these fathers are doing, they are making it difficult for the next generation? Bishop Oyedepo is building what is bigger than Old Trafford times two. And then, what are these men doing? You are intimidated by a ladder you should climb. Something that the dimension they are operating in has already opened the door for you, if only you will honor it. And your assignment is to start from where they stop. But the devil, in his own craftiness, the only way he can attack you is to make you fight it. This is why many of them are not celebrated as they should. Let me say this to you, that men have walked the face of the earth. Dangerous men whose configuration is not understood by normal people. Sold out, dead. Completely dead. Dead to human opinions. Dead to praises. Dead to criticism. Dead to impressions. Just alive to see the agenda succeed. These are soldiers. They love not their own lives unto death. They would rather die doing it than to be idle. Soldiers. See, some of them, they are old in their 70s and their 80s. But they are still fighting and fighting and fighting. Mightier than the mighty men of David. Because according to the press ahead of us, that the smallest amongst us will be as mighty as David. These ones have fought to a point that the sword has remained in their hands. Even in their sleep, you still see them having encounters. That Ikumuyi came to minister in a meeting in Kano. And I was like, I mean, I was with the media. They brought a guy in, a copper, wheeled him in on his wheelchair. This one, confirmed, we saw it. He finished ministering. You see their passion? Souls. Because if you don't know what they are passionate about, you can't get, what God tells them, you can't trust you with it. Okay. You want healing so you can be on your Facebook that somebody, and then. They brought the guy in, he finished ministering, praying simple prayers. Oh God, bless your children. These simple prayers. Before my very eyes, the core part of the leg had already gone lame. It's never, I'm not sure he's ever walked with it. Stood up on that weak leg and began to jump. What happened when they were dedicating Dunamis Church? They brought these fathers again. Something will always show that fathers are fathers. A madman was passing in front of the church, but there is already a dimension that has landed. The guy didn't come. He's too mad to come. And he's too mad for us to allow him. But for passing through, there's something here that God recognizes. How did these men start? They were just simple teachers. Will it not interest you? They were not asking for miracles. Not asking for healing power. No. But on the basis of a walk, God gave them what healing ministers don't have. A walk. Now some of them, you look at them, you can't even think, is this man a healing evangelist? And all those things. They've sought something and other dimensions that are major for somebody else. More than the major that somebody is sitting with is now a minor. Do you understand that? Some people look at Dunamis Church and say, what is happening in Dunamis now? Does it? All this kind of thing. You are asking questions. You saw Maurice Sebulo came to Nigeria and he said, he didn't say it anywhere else, that when Elijah was about to go, he asked Elijah, he said, give me twice as much. And he laid the hands on the man. And you said the man will be there. Riyad Bonke came to Nigeria when he was alive. He went there to the hotel, was washing the toilet himself, laid down on the bed. What you did to this man, do to me. And you say, God will fold his hands. Nobody despised that stream and get filled. No. Listen to me. What it took God years to trust the fathers with, your fasting of 40 days will not make you receive it. It will still... Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm telling you about things in the body of Christ. It is time for this generation to wake up and know that we have an inheritance on ground. Wait. Let me ask you a question. What do you think my confidence lies in? Hope you know they've started another work there. They've started work now. And it's going to be done before this month ends. Wait. What do you think our confidence is in? We have money. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to me. Check every generation. You will discover that all, whoever rose, have contact with some kind of men, either by words or by laying on of hands, but there was a direct contact. Recognize it. Know the men carrying the key in your own generation. Let honor go in that direction. If not, you will be powerful only on Facebook, not in real life. Everybody who hears you on Facebook say, my head deep gone, but there is no serious work. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? How many of you have seen my spiritual father come here several times? He just prays his prayer, and anytime he prays it from the depth of his heart, things shift in that regard. Okay. Let me say that I don't need anybody in my life. I will go and fast and pray. I'll seek the God they sought, and the God they sought will refer me back to the men who have found him. Are you following what I'm saying here? As we go on with this series, there are stories I'm going to tell you. There are things that will shock you. Alright? That you have to pay attention to. Are you following what I'm saying? I shared this story with you. The story of Archbishop Duncan Williams. He was a son to Archbishop Benson Idahosa. How many of you heard Pastor Chris Oyakhilome speaking to Mommy Margaret Idahosa saying Whenever you speak with me on phone, there's never a day I'm standing. I'm on my knees. I think we're having a conversation yesterday. I was talking with, I think, Dorcas. Alright? What is the sum total of the lesson of the wilderness? Man will live by the word, not by bread alone, right? Good. That is, even after you have received bread, the bread is not an asset. It is what brought the bread that is an asset. What does that mean? Whatever it was you were doing that brought the dimension you now have, we bless God for the dimension, but prioritize that activity more. Are you following what I'm saying? Archbishop Duncan Williams had issue with God offended. He shared his own service online. Alright? So I can say a few things. God offended at Archbishop Benson Dawsa. God offended, disconnected himself. As he did that same week, there are cases and people had against him. They don't know the reason why they just forgot about them. Everybody who he had offended, who just kept quiet for reasons they don't understand, just suddenly felt like now taking it up at that period. And there were police cases from different quarters across the city. And to worsen the case, he came to church and found out that grass by itself just started growing on the altar. Yorubas have an adage that tolo de obaku oju de onwu koriko. Grass. Right and left, things started happening. And like the prodigal son, he said, I will go to my father now. Archbishop was ministering in UK, in London. He traveled down there from Ghana. As Archbishop was coming out of his entourage, he ran towards Archbishop, laid down on the floor, held his legs, and just started crying mercy. What did Archbishop did? He placed his hands on his shoulder and said, Satan, this between me and my son, get your hands off him. And all the cases that arose died. It was after that experience that Archbishop Duncan Williams now hosted him in Ghana. The son of Archbishop Duncan Williams, which is Bishop Dagewood Mills, was the one who was driving. Are you seeing that all the men who are functionaries now have been traced to service yesterday? Sit down there and say you are Obalola. You will understand what is happening to you. You follow what I'm saying. I was watching a video of Daddy Chris Delvan today. And I saw on the backup chin talk. Okay. So, Archbishop Duncan Williams had hosted Archbishop Benson Dawsa. Evangelist Dagewood Mills was the driver, driving him to the hotel, back to the venue, Daddy to the hotel. And as we were driving, he just chipped it in. And Daddy, who might, sir, you can bless our facility also. And Archbishop said, yeah, let's go there. You know the way he was. Went there to where the facility was, look around, and said, this is a small place. Went to the altar, placed his hands there, and said, church, grow. Thank you, let's go. And he left. And that same church, before another 365 days, had already multiplied and become what? It doesn't matter what power looks like. There are men with authority. Are you following what I'm saying now? And it is a sacred trust. We bless God for what we are seeing today in Redeem. We bless God for the unusual church growth in that church, in Deeper Life, in Winners. Hope you know that all over the world, you can count 10 churches in Nigeria that there is none of their type all over the world. Nigeria is a very serious place, and that's why we are this under attack. Is that okay now? But what the devil doesn't know is that fire doesn't destroy true sons. It refines them. Out of this furnace of adversity, a new church is imagined. Are you following what I'm saying here? A new church is imagined. While we look at all those things happening there and all that, there is a generation of also believers. I want to warn you two things quickly. Let me warn you from two things. There are some of you who are so passionate about revival that all you see about the church is what is wrong. It will breed discouragement to the system and you will weaken the faith of those who should run. Beware. And I want to beg you in the name of God, let no man despise your youth. That you are young doesn't mean you should answer every call to the young ministers. To the young. There are people who are genuinely angry at young ministers. And what happened to such men is that God jumped them and used fathers whose hearts are opened. Some of you don't understand it. Are you following what I'm saying? I've seen many things. This is your social media. People that will say young ministers gathering here, they say, yes sir. The things they are saying is directly against the plan and purpose of God for their destiny. They are teaching them how to be small in the name of something. If we have received it with this revelation, this weight, this consecration, content for that size, we are not bastards. Every week you watch video, you see Bishop Oyedepo in the market evangelizing, Bishop Abiy market evangelizing, Paul in market evangelizing. But you, young man, you are there playing video game. And you say that you are the apostles of tomorrow. Because God, by one way or the other, just give me to people who go and waste all that. Some people have died paying the price for. I remember when they were having, around this time last year, there was NSAS protest. Am I right? Yes. And while everything was going on, some youth gathered themselves and they said they were going to a redemption camp to protest. The question you will ask is that the GOD government? No. But that's the price of fatherhood. One thing about being fathers is that nobody can really tell how deep those pains are. The things they know about God that the generation they have been sent to are not ready to receive. The things that the people they've been sent to have risen to fight it. If somebody is saying, be blessed, I think I shared a story a while ago of Bishop David Oyedepo when he was ministered. This thing has happened more than 30 years ago in Kaduna. And he was talking about being blessed, the prosperity of the Lord and all those things. And what happened? A woman sat down there amongst the church member, sat down there, was mocking and saying, this, look at you. After you are done teaching this prosperity, we'll still help you push your car and all those things. And when she said that, for more than 30 years, she became barren until she came to Shiloh, I think 2013 or so. Womb sealed. A man called Pa SGLT was a man who left the comfort of Germany and came down to Nigeria. When we've had prayer movement, and what was an authentic move was already being corrupted because men were praying without the knowledge of the word. The man sacrificed everything about his ambition in those days, Africa was called white man's grave. And we have some white women like Mary Slessor who would come here and put their lives on the line. And the things we are jumping about, making jamborees about, some people were killed for those dimensions to be available. The gospel can boldly preach. We are standing on the bodies of martyrs who have died for us to be able to do this. And our duty is to also have our own quota of sacrifice so the next generation will have better opportunity. But you see, there are generations that come and squander what previous generation labored for. And they just waste it. They make merchandise of the church, make mockery of God's people, siphon them of their money. They are those who do not recognize the blood of fathers. We have a lot to contend for because we have a lot that we have received. And to whom much is given, much is expected. This generation must know that the enemy in front of us is not a joke. I saw people sharing videos today of comic for children, Superman and all those things. That is now a bisexual, and you can see cartoon already. I've told you that the kind of things we have to confront is not just going to be against the religious institution. We'll have to divide ourselves to seven mountains and have giants standing on the seven. Education, family, finance, and what's it called now? entertainment spot. We must have giants spread upon that. And when you see God dividing this grace in seven dimensions, don't curse it if you don't understand it. Understand that God wants to duplicate himself everywhere. Now, there are those who will have your burning passion, but they will not hold the microphone. They will sit with the computers and do animation. Yet, it is a calling. We have received this in a streamline. If you pass a light, white light, through a glass prism, it breaks into seven. We're in the days where we will now split into seven dimensions. If you're a medical student, you all start with those who are doing physiotherapy, nursing, are doing the same course to some level, right? Then men will now begin to take their own position across different places. This is like a general class, but men will still be separated. Are you following what I'm saying here? And when that separation begins to happen, may you have the confidence and the faith enough to know that there is something about my life. I'm passionate about a dimension in the kingdom. It is finance. I know I am an apostle, but I've not been called to do all those things. I've been called to pave way for Christians to enter to prosperity. Understand, when that comes, it's not the devil telling you. Have faith to stand with it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Somebody may say, I just have burden towards the entertainment industry. This kind of people will see Big Brother Nigeria on screen and be crying. And say, no, something must happen in my lifetime. When that happens, let no man tell you are carnal for being passionate about entertainment. There are some amongst us who be comedians, but yet they are apostles in disguise. When they get to their prayer room, they pull off the garment of comedy. What you see is weapons of war. As they come and make jokes, they still stand on an agenda and core values of the kingdom. Any area the church vacates becomes dark. Not just so, becomes our weak point. If the enemy will come in, they will come into that area. So what God is doing is that he's separating this light. A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. Some in academics, some families. Arms becomes weapon of war in these days. So God supervises all the process. Let no one ask you after all you have received. You say you want to go to politics. Understand, that's the call of God there. If God says go, go. Because the enemy we are about to confront is already standing on those seven mountains. Goliath, look at it. The Israelites were on one mountain. The Philistines on the other mountain. Goliath descended to the valleys and said, come. When the enemy invites you to their own realm, they want to beat you with experience. But there was a man that says already, before that time came, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, he went armed with that revelation. I will fear no evil. So when they call you and say, you see, we have done everything. We discovered that you are the next king in the village. Understand that though you walk through the valley of the shadows of death, there is a table prepared. So there's going to be summoning in the body of Christ. Men summon to different things. And when kings call you, don't reject it. Because they will call unbelievers and they'll accept. One of the things that have hindered the move of God the most is sentiment. Some people believe that the kingdom is as large as their heart. It's a lie. It is bigger than you. And they believe if they don't believe something is not God or God is not there. It's a lie of the devil. We have things to contend for. Very serious thing. All must understand is that added to the knowledge, added to the sophistication, added to the exposure, a rugged dimension that some men punctured down. If you have the sophistication but not the prayer of Babalola, not the prayer of men like Ihe Adebowale, and put all those things on your altar, while you see an average Yahoo boy is conjuring and speaking with somebody and will put his legs on tortoise, but you just sit down there and sipping Fanta and saying, I've been applying for this, nobody gives you. You don't understand. Nothing comes out without a strong voice in the other realm. You know, you sit there, you think because you are just a Christian, your name is Christian, then doors must open for you. They must see you are a believer. Understand, you are lying. You will sing songs and beg men to listen to it at a small or a shop right. Saying, please buy my song. No. Nothing enters to the point of acceptance until a strong hand holds it. So we understand. We are touched, yes. We are sophisticated, yes. But there is a well we are drinking from also. the father's dog that well. We drank of it and we are healed. We can come and we can survive sophistication because the foundation of it, the father's built it. We are the church established on the foundations of the apostles and prophets. We are not building our own foundation. We are standing on something built. Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. Are you following what I'm saying? There is a lot to contend for. Check. Sons of God scattered across different spheres, representing the agenda of the kingdom. The awakening is true, but the church must be open-hearted because there is more to come. Are you following what I'm saying? There is more to come. You see believers championing real estate. The owner of Newcastle football team is worth $345 billion. He's not a believer, he's an Arab. Somebody look at me online and say, God has not promised us all these earthly riches and all those things. Let me tell you something. If you handle your Christianity from that aspect, the devil will love you so much and you'll have fans. But your Christianity will get to a point where there will be systemic agendas that will take men like Joseph of Arimathea to come and bring down the Messiah here, because they are the ones who have the key to affluence and to wealth. Jesus had died. There are believers who loved him. The mother was close to the site. But it takes a man who has the key to influence to bring down the body for prophecy to be fulfilled. The same thing is going to happen. Believe and say all these things are mundane things. Churches are entering to church growth, doing dangerous things for the kingdom. Say all these things are mundane. This world is not our own. We are the ancient practice. You know, you can hold what the fathers held and not hold what they paid the price for. And it's already starting. Check what is happening in Lagos. Majority of the lands that are there are bought massively by Muslims. I'm telling you, just go and check. Many of you don't know what is going on. But the church will rise in such a way that we have the burden, we have the wisdom, the counsel, but we also have the authority. Are you following what I'm saying now? I mean, if I built and somebody built an orphanage home that was dedicated, I think yesterday, that can accommodate 700 children. Imagine if such a person will get those 700 baptized in the Holy Ghost, grow them in the knowledge of the Word of God. You already have a church, but a home. What is happening is that whoever owns the resources plus the backup power owns the people. Because even as a Christian, if you have just the resources and not this rugged fundamental Christianity instilled into you, the resources will destroy you. And you yourself become a problem. Are you following what I'm saying? It is time for the church to wake up. What Bishop Oyedepo and co are doing is to tell us that if that can happen in their generation, what eyes have not seen? What ears have not heard, what has not entered the imagination of men, is what God is praying for us. When Pastor Hia Adeboye say that before he leaves the earth, he's trusting God for a church as big as Ibadan. It will amaze you how the host of hell fought, but they fought two believers. They fought two Christians. He's asking for too much. Look at developed nations like Singapore, like all of them. They don't believe in all those religions. It is religion that is destroying the country. Listen to me. This is the only institution in the world that is checkmating the work of the devil. If we leave, the Antichrist will come as a person. This attack against the church, those who are doing it now, by the time the church is gone, will beg that the church will come back. But it's late. We are the reason why things are still the way they are. You know what will happen if there are no people checkmating all these things right and left? We still have whistleblowers everywhere, right? Believers who still have the knowledge enough to know that if there's something they put on Netflix displaying Jesus as gay, let's shout. But what the devil wants to do is that he knows you will shout the first time. He knows you will shout the second time. He knows you will shout the third time. He knows you will shout the fifth time. But when it is consistent, human nature copes with what comes often. So the idea is to bring it every now and then till it becomes a normal thing. What will God do? Bring Christians that will go and say, I want to buy the order of Netflix. While he's sponsoring something that will go on for some years, enter in between. I've given you the resources. Buy it and make it mine. Look at what God is doing with the likes of Tyler Perry in entertainment in America. As an unbeliever, you would have watched it all, only to discover that you've been indoctrinated. Not just people who have body, no, but this one, body plus excellence. Because excellence is language that only a class understands. If you have the burden you have given without the excellence, without the spirit that will make, because it ought to be a wisdom that no adversary can withstand or gainsay. If there is the wisdom, there is the burden, but there is no excellence, adversary will pull it down. So many things are still in the pipeline. God is raising creatives. Creatives in different aspects. Unusual apostles. Young men burdened. And women prepared like war horse, who understand the kind of men they are marrying. I say, wherever they go, we go. The days of young girls who are saying, I can't marry a pastor, are over. The Esthers now, their motto is, if I die, I die. Probably for this purpose, as God lifted me, they understand it. There are things that have been delivered to our hands that must not die. They must not die. Some men died for us to be able to hold this. Those agendas must not die. If you check this man, pastor here at Debo is 79. Pastor W.F. Kumuyi is 80 already. Shobo Edepo is 67. Benin also is 60 plus. And they are getting older and older. But is the next generation ready and getting set to walk in the footsteps of these men? Drink of the waters they drank from so we can be healed. Dr. Dike Olukoya, you've accused him and say he's just casting out devils. And God is saying, when this man is gone, will demons have free room to roam in your environment, even in your house, and say now you have a two-step ministry because you don't believe in casting out devils? Can I trust you? Are you not seeing men like trees? That's what God is saying. The devil understands the potency. That's why he's fighting it that hard. But that the church will rise. We'll have young men who will not soil their garments. Are you following what I'm saying now? Understanding that there is something that is more important than our fun and enjoyment that God is preparing us for. God will give them influence at young age. They will not be gloated in pride because they will know that influence is nothing but tool for the job. Whatever it is God gives is a tool. They are dead to all the aggrandizement that comes with all those things. If there's anything fine and funky that comes to their life, if it's not a tool for the job, they don't need it. But please, don't just receive part of what Christ has bought. Receive the whole counsel. So the church will not be mocked. It is not amazing that there are things you can't even share yet. Because the body is still maturing. And whilst they don't understand that thing, they will fight it, corrupt it. It becomes more difficult for the next generation to understand it. Until we have people who know that this kingdom is beyond them, there will still be hindrances. That even me as a pastor, if I see something and I can honestly tell myself, can I search, if this is true to scripture, are you following what I'm saying now? My ways are not the ones that are immovable. It is scripture that is immovable. If scripture is just and true here, I can change. Even if I've been teaching this for 40 years, I can tell the people I've made a mistake. The word of God must stand. These are men who love not their lives to death. They will rather protect the word and its integrity than reputation. Some of you stand here and say, in the days of Daddy Kumuyi, they have strict rules. They have strict that. Do you know the demons they confronted when they came? Was that not the era that they were gradually introducing pornography to movies? And God first matured the people, then released them. Now you can have TVs. and you can watch my agenda on it. Don't criticize what you don't know. Keep quiet. These things are deeper than you. I mean, I read the history of Deeper Life, written by Alan Isaacson. One of the books I can't give out. And he shared the story of a woman who came for a meeting. Who came for the meeting lame. They brought the woman from Benin City to Lagos. And throughout the meeting, 4 days. No, 7 days. It was for a week. She didn't get healed. Nothing happened. And they took the woman back to the village. Village was disappointed. I was crying. Now, why did God heal everyone else but didn't heal me? And when they got to the village, the taxi parked in front of her house. The villagers usually help her down, came as usual to help her down. As they carried her out of the taxi and her feet touched the ground, she stood up and walked. Then the whole village was converted to Christ. If God had healed her in Lagos, that village would be there. But God brought the testimony to the gate where everyone who saw it noticed the power of God. Pastor W.F. Kumi, another girl who was born blind. The mother also was blind. The girl came for one of their meetings, didn't receive healing, nothing happened. The mother requested that they should bring the daughter back. The daughter was going back. She and the mother embraced each other and were crying that, oh, when will this reproach be taken away? While they did that, something fell off their both eyes and they got healed. And you tell me this man didn't find something. What did they do that made God trust them with this weight? Do you know what their reach is? Millions of individuals under their leadership. And God said, I can trust them. Did you not say, I give to one 5 talents, to another 4, to another 3, to another 2 and 1, according to their ability? Pray that God will open the eyes of the church. And it will occur to us that we have an inheritance. What the devil wants to do is to pour mud. Some of you are waiting for the days that you hear that men like Apostle Selman has crashed. So you can say you've always known. You have lied. For the agenda of the kingdom that they represent is not going down. And men like that will come down. It doesn't matter what your impressions are. There are people that when they see young ministers doing well, they sit down around the corners and say, we know when something crashed. You know, when they crash, you will tell them that we've always known you will crash. That mind saying that is demonic. It's not the kingdom. Unto him that is able. When God lifts me, I know. Maintaining myself is his responsibility. He is able to keep me from falling. He will also present me spotless. My assignment is to align. I cannot have fear of crashing. The hand who lifts me is able to keep me. It's God, though. Many of you are going too slow and you are asking me, I'm going too fast. That if anything happens now, they'll say it's too fast. No, run. When that dimension came on Elijah, he outran the fastest chariot in Israel. Why is the devil fighting the church? Because if we fully understand these things and embody it, his kingdom will be in tatters in the next generation. We have, look at the books in the days of Agin. Which Agin did he read? Which Kenyon did Kenyon read? Have you read the book Why Revival Tarries by Leonard Raven Hills? What happened to the ink of a man that everything he wrote was like fire? Huh? What kind of God did they find? The issue is that we are too busy. We are distracted. With all the gadgets and the things we have access to, if we can employ them and begin to ride on the wave of those things, get materials and run into dimensions, imagine what will happen. But the devil also knows how to corrupt those things that should bring the good springs they should bring. If you look at a meeting like international meeting, if these men are praying, please receive. And they are telling you the God who kept me will keep you. Amen. Ha. Are you following what I'm saying? Time is not on our side. No, in this course, this series, and I'm glad that this is the series that is going to introduce us to the International Ministers Training. I'm excited because, I mean, God in His wisdom has seen ahead. There is a need for foundation to, am I right? To be laid. If there's anyone here who is under attack, your mind is being terrorized and the devil has been telling you you will be small, that veil falls off. Amen. Say that amen again loud and clear. Amen. But what I've come to tell you is that there is something moving from generation to generation. If it eats you, you can't be like this anymore. Before we talk about preserving, first there's a place of what? Receiving. And that's why we're going to pray. Are you ready to pray? Are you sure? Put your hand on your chest. Say, God, you can trust me. Oh. My life is like water. I pour it to you. Take my life. Use it for your glory. I hold nothing back. Everything about me is poured out like water. Whatever it is you want to do, Lord, do. Lord, do. Lord, do. Akebala teke bal yande kafilai ya gata ta 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 ya kovila ide ebrombe na kaida bati jezebe ekalabande kaide bunte kai. Your spirit is moving all over the world as the prophet said it should be. All over the world there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All over the world your spirit is moving all over the world as the prophet said it should be. All over the world there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ears, so you understand that the Lord is here. This is Holy God. Hear me now. This is Holy God, my friend. This is Holy God. Hear me now. This is Holy God, my friend.
Open your eyes. Open your ears. Till you understand. The Lord is here. Open your eyes. Open your ears. So you understand. And the Lord is here.
In Jesus mighty name we pray. Look at this scripture. Luke 19 verse 40. Please pay attention. Just pay attention. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. You know what this means? Whatever it is that you see a generation doing specially, there's a season that was the season of visitation where the seed of that thing to all who said yes received it. If you miss that season of visitation, there are things that will happen, not because you are not man enough, but because you don't carry the kind that can reject it out. I can tell you that indeed men are product of meetings. I can look at my life and tell you one encounter this meeting, one encounter here, and seasons of visitation God spread across different things. But we have a generation who is too busy to be visited. I came to Ibadan 2019. One of those nights I came to this city, I was about to sleep. I couldn't sleep. I was in my room and it felt like somebody had entered the house and was waiting for me in the sitting room. I said, no, Wala. You know, you have impressions of the spirit. I picked my phone. Phone was on the ground. Picked my phone, went to the living room, dropped the phone there, went on my knees. What happens when you begin to have impression and you are praying? Clarity begins to dawn on you, because whatever it was you felt, if you don't take it serious, can just leave and check for others who recognize season of visitation. Then I recognize in the course of that, all right, that there was a fellowshipping that God was making to happen. And it was somebody, all right, I don't want to go into the matter. And God said, I brought this to you so that you can preserve the dimensions flowing from the fathers. It doesn't matter how hungry you are. If you miss the day the food is served, you'll be stranded. There are foods that are served in your generation and you must not miss it. I see young people who are trusting God for this. I said, listen to me. Do you attend Wabed? Do you follow? He said, no. Okay. Koinonia, do you say no? Okay. Which other one? Around conference, do you say no? Okay. Dr. Weli, do you say no? Where do you think this rain is falling from? Okay. You just emerge like wheat. Huh? I'm asking a question. Okay. Lift your hands. I want to give you a minute. My time is out, but pray this prayer. Lord, help me in your mercy not to miss the time of my visitation. Is that you pray it? Okay. In your whatever it is that is keeping your mouth shut now, recognize it's a major force. Like your life depends on it. Some people are pressing into their own open heavens now. Press. Pull. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen loud and clear. It will be unfortunate for you not to believe that what is currently going on in the nation of Nigeria is a revival. Nigeria, hear me. There are nations begging for half of the rivers flowing in this nation. Thank you. In Jesus' name we are praying. The next subtopic I'm teaching on, listen to me. The next subtopic I want the media to take note so you can produce that. The gates of every generation, what opens them and when they are opened. That's the next subtopic. We are dealing with serious matter, but hear me. The way you read about the fathers and you saw at some point there were many, later there were few. What used to pack people away in each generation had started operating. Some, the hardness of their heart, false doctrine, they will insult the fathers and they'll be missing in the radar. Some will come, sin will pack them away. Some will come, wrong marriage will keep them busy. Their usefulness is gone. Some will come, distraction of addiction, when they should be praying and entering into dimensions in God. They are kept busy and they are gone also. The distraction that rips men away will not succeed over me. Pray. The distraction that rips men away will not succeed. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. If you are a young person and you are not praying now, the chances are very high that the season that the gate of your own generation is moving and opened, you may miss the flight. It is not like you will still not enter, but the gate you ought to enter in your 20s, you may be struggling to enter in your 60s. Because these things open seasonally. Don't forget the next topic. What's next topic? The gate of every generation. What opens them and when they are opened. Good. Father, hear me. Hold on. Hear me. Look up. Look up. I belong to a class of Christians, you know, that the furnace that God is using to forge me is a fire that is burning from the days of our fathers. Alright? And I recognize what, because it becomes even dangerous if you don't recognize what is on you. I recognize it. Hear me. At some point in my life, something happened to me that entered into me that made me alive only unto the plan and purpose of God for my life. That even in the face of hunger, stopping this thing was not an option. Are you following what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how much you love God. If that thing doesn't find expression in you, somewhere along the journey you will sell off. What I want to pray for you now is that something will enter into you. No, rise on your feet, everybody. Rise and lift up your hands. I told my wife the vision God showed me while I was praying in the office for this meeting. And I saw Father standing around what looked like the shape of the heads with their sword. They had just the sheet of the sword. I didn't see sword in it. And I was asking God, where is the sword? And he said, these ones are men I've called to be with me. Their sword has been laid at the altar for the next generation to pick up. There are dimensions that find expression in men that make them alive only to a reality. I stretch my hands towards you as a privileged vessel of this grace. And I decree and declare the door of your own generation is also open. What God does to men, what God does to men that conditions them only in his direction, I ask the same circumcision begin to take place now. Let men be marked. 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 In the name of Jesus. I command the Kaya Digai. Sibon Bilai Ekosi. Bilos. The seriousness of a generation. The burden of a generation. The determination of a generation. Such that enters into men and condition them only to the agenda of God. Whatever it is that his plans are, I ask that in this meeting, whether here or online, that there is a release, the circumcision, the signature of God that comes upon men that makes them the treasure possession of God. In this same meeting, for your generation, you are being marked. Hear me. Whenever any letter is sent authentically, the one writing the letter signs his signature. That is saying, whatever it is that is the content of this letter, I claim responsibility to it. When God circumcises a man, it is his signature. That God saying, this fellow is mine. It doesn't matter the direction others go in your generation. God marks you for himself saying, he is mine. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the things I've called them for. And I see the hands of God coming upon men, energizing them again. The next generation of men that should stand their ground in boldness and contend for the faith that was once delivered to us. As they Soldiers are taking their battle formation. Shields of faith are given. Sword of the Spirit are supplied. The breastplate of righteousness. The shoe of the gospel. The belt of truth. Men being equipped.
For the armies to be burned. for men to become, for the mantles to return, for the armies to return, for the men to be born.
You will not miss your days of visitation.
Amen.
You will not miss your day of visitation. You will not miss your day of visitation. Hear me. Rise to your feet, everybody. Amen. Something is about to happen that God is preparing the body for. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't know if you have observed that there is just a sudden awareness for revival one time, because God is preparing the ground for something. I pray for you again. You will not miss your days of visitation. In the name of Jesus. It becomes dangerous if you are under wrong hands in the days that the Spirit of God is moving. I pray and I decree over you in the name that is above all names. Your David will locate your Samuel. What God has started within you will not be taken to quarters where they will be killed. We give you praise, Father. Go ahead, give the Lord praise. Let me tell you something. When we are praying in church and you feel like coming to the front to pray, you feel like, pray, do whatever. Are you following what I'm saying? There's no restriction, but I'm telling you for free, if you are not praying in this season, you are joking. Are you following what I'm saying? And what God is doing is scattered everywhere. What is happening to my own generation now is that at the time it started, we all are on the field. But later I see that some people began to retreat to camps, some to churches, some are still on the field. Men are taking their definition. That's another stage, alright? What happens at that stage is, when you leave the field to church, the attention of the people on you will reduce. Because now you are focusing on the work. But you have now become preservers of the harvest. If you prefer the attention than the agenda, alright, you will be moved, you will make noise for a while, but when it comes to a real work, you'll be missing. The idea of this is, whatever it is, he asks you to do. It is not your strategy, it is his instruction. Are you following what I'm saying? I look at my brothers in the faith doing the things they are doing. I recognize the hand of God upon it. I recognize when it has moved from schools to nations. You will not miss your days of visitation. After tonight, listen to this, well, again and then pray. In these days and time, be among those who lock themselves up and do what? Pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Ah. I get diggy by Jagan the Makatish. A Zumpina Hika. Brande Kishitiki Ekinjeviti. Aye. Again the Brovi Yaketi Banja Katakacha. Pray. That's the best posture you can take in the days that God is moving. I pray for you again, you won't miss it. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a big hand.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-3095-9735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.